This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey. Hey. Rodney Harrison.
What do you think, Jackson?
Oh, I'm sorry. Rodney Harrison.
Rodney Harrison, strong safety, New England Patriots. As a kid growing up, my brother named me Duty because I used to have really bad gas. Pretty stinky. You didn't want to eat it.
Yeah. What do you think, Jackson?
Should have used that in the game.
Yeah. What do you think, Jackson?
Bowl, Super Bowl. Mm-hmm.
Well, hi, everybody, and here is this would be the highlight of the game.
Oh, hi. I'm Jackie Moon. I drink one beer and one beer only. Bud Light. A magical blend of barley, hops, and delicious alcohol.
You got to admit, he delivered.
He did.
He delivered.
He did what he did. It's the same act.
But it
it's the
worked.
Same showing my ass act.
It worked. It worked. It
I
worked.
I know.
Listen, I love the one where the guy wakes up in bed and he's got the car.
Yes.
And it's like the horse's head.
I enjoyed that. I like my favorite was the baby puking on the keyboard.
However.
Cutting. That's.
Come on.
Action.
Makes a perfect Valentine's gift for the ladies.
Cut.
A lot of sweat goes into every bottle. Come Not on. Literally. That would be gross.
I'm laughing because you, know I mean. You laughed at it.
Refreshes the palate. And the loins. Bud Light. Suck one.
Cut.
Bud Light keeps it coming.
I don't even like the beer, but goddamn, that's great.
But how do I read that the commercial that most people loved was the dog and the horse?
Mike, here's how.
Why?
I have the answer for
what
you.
What is the answer?
Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom.
Yeah?
Do you like dogs and horses?
Yes.
Of course you do.
There it is.
All right, let's start.
I have my answer. Mike Show.
Let's just start. Let's get to it.
Well, what have we here?
Tell you what, Jack.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd give me an answer to that question.
Did Mike O'Mara win his bet?
That answer is true.
True. Yeah. True that.
That's right.
What is he, a faggot?
Wow.
He's a gambler, my friend.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags.
Yeah.
These kids are fags.
Yep.
I can't believe it. Down, down, down.
One and one. I'm 1-1 in Super Bowl bets.
Are you insane?
What about you, Hill?
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
You love that, don't you? Huh? It's Stevie Wonder.
Barack Obama.
Oh, how about the phone number?
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That is so true, Dick.
How about that Paula Abdul, huh?
Touchdown!
I'd do her.
How about Randy Jackson on the guitar?
I'd do him.
Well, here goes nothing.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do him.
Barack Obama!
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Barack Obama!
Still got
I'm
the
not
rain.
Happy. Mm-hmm.
I know you're not.
There is one short memo for Mr. Paul Harvey.
Of course,
that's
sir.
That's your big bitch.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Yeah, sometimes. Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to your giant station.
Oh, we are now?
Uh-huh. We knew it all along, Mike.
We sure did.
We knew it all along.
Yep, absolutely.
Don and Mike Show, and it's Monday. How the heck are you? Sorry I wasn't here Friday.
How are you?
How are you? Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I'm great. It's a goddamn flu.
Did it linger into the game?
No, it was fine by game time.
Good.
And the unique look at the world, I think. I had a unique Joe Artinger look at the world on Friday.
Really?
I slept from 7 a.m. Friday until 7 a.m. on Saturday.
24 hours of blissful slumber.
24 hours out. Then I had to go get one of those Z-Packs. And
what is a Z-Pack? Because Rob sent along a memo saying you were feeling better and you were getting a Z-Pack. What is it?
It made my butt bleed.
Is that how they put it?
It's an antibiotic pack.
All right.
It's okay. A quick package of antibiotics.
Taken rectally.
Well, aren't they all? And anyway, you squeeze them in.
Right.
And then you sit on a hard chair or something.
Yeah.
And 24 hours later, you feel great. So.
Do you take it out of the pack before they put it in? Or do you keep it in the whole pack?
Again, that's why I should read the directions, I guess.
Well, I mean, it's paper is biodegradable. As long as it's not a plastic pouch.
No, but it came in that. It came in those things that are the very hard plastic where you got to peel back the one edge.
Oh, see, if it's plastic, then it's still in there.
The blister pack.
Well, that's what I feel then.
Was it instant relief as soon as you took that thing? Or?
About a day later. Okay. About a day later.
Yeah. Well, welcome home.
Glad to be here. Sorry for not being here Friday, but
Ish.
So anyway, how about the Super Bowl? Uh-huh. Blah blah. Mm-hmm. How about all of that?
Best game I've ever seen. I think it really was most exciting. Do you remember one that's been that exciting in the last, say, 10 years? I don't think so.
I'd say best ever.
Yeah. I mean, really, back and forth and not knowing what's going on and geeky Eli and Brady the pretty boy and all that crap. It was great.
So I have plenty of time for all of that.
Good.
I've waited a long time to play this tape. Right here.
Okay.
From the movie Blue Chips.
From the movie Blue Chips.
Right. Roll it.
You know, the best coaching job I ever did, that wasn't tonight. It was last season, when we were 14-15. We had a losing season. But God, those kids, they gave me their heart. They gave me everything they had. They played up to the maximum of their ability. They gave it everything. And it wasn't good enough.
Not good enough.
Wasn't good enough for me. Wasn't good enough for you. Wasn't good enough for anybody.
Happy.
Happy. That's pathetic.
Come on. That's pathetic. You're right, Nick.
Oh, God. I mean, it's really pathetic. I've become what I despise. I cheated my profession. Cheated myself.
Wow.
I cheated basketball.
Radio.
There's two Please. Words I didn't think could ever come out of my mouth.
Here you go, right here.
I didn't think I'd ever be able to say.
Yeah. Come on.
I quit.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go. So this is something that's important to the future of our show, so allow me a moment to indulge. For those who are real, just ear to the radio listener show, you probably know about this already, or if you're on the message boards, you know it. But it's something that's been talked about and not really publicized a lot because that's the way that CBS, our company, wanted it. I'm quitting, and I have – the last day is on August 30th. I'm sorry, May 30th.
May 30th.
May 30th. May 30th of this year, which is just a couple of months from now.
Right.
This is something that a decision that I came to – about a year ago, at the end of May last year, I went to CBS, and basically here's where I'm at, and I have what I think is a pretty good announcement about the future of our show. I went to CBS after Frieda passed away and said, I can't do this anymore. We've been through this before.
Sure.
And they said, they really have been great to me in this regard. They said, take as much time as you want. We don't want you to go anywhere. And then about a year later, I had some problems, some issues still with dealing with Frieda being gone. And they said to me again, take as much time as you like. Our contract is up this year. And they had said to me all along, just tell us what you want and we'll sign off on it. And I kept saying, I want to quit. And I had wanted to quit because my life was a wreck. And anybody who has lost a spouse, lost a loved one, a brother, mother, whatever it is, it affects your life. Mm-hmm. Listen, that Frieda passing away rocked my world. You know that. She was the biggest influence on my life. And I thought for a long time, how could I possibly come back and do the show? Well, here I am. I'm doing it now. And over the last almost 3 years now since Frieda passed away, There have been at least three times I've come to CBS and really said, seriously, my heart is just not in this. And every time it was because life was kicking me in the balls, and they were always nice enough to say to me, why don't you just think about it for a day, think about it for 2 days, don't go crazy. Well, last May, I went to the people of this company, and I said, I'm not coming at you now because I want to quit, because, you know, I'm down on life. I'm up on life. I feel rejuvenated, and I need a change. I need a change. When Frieda was alive, our plan was always that in this year of 2008, that I would take a couple of years off. I think it's pretty well documented that we had already bought a place down in Tampa Bay that we were going to retire to. All that changed when Frieda passed away. Now I'm in a situation where I've got a pretty great girlfriend who I'm lucky enough to be in love with, and she me. And part of the reason that I feel I got to walk away now is because the way that I do this show, and we do this show, my contribution is, besides whatever I think is funny, I throw myself out there. And it was easy to do that with Frieda because I had been married to Frieda for 25 years. And when Frieda and I were first meeting and first dating, I didn't put her on the radio. I didn't talk about her on the radio all the time. First of all, I didn't do that kind of radio. And second, you don't do that when you're starting a relationship. And I find myself now, when I think about if things get serious with Janet, as they will, no offense to anybody listening to this show right now or anybody in this room, you know, I don't want to get engaged and have it be on the radio. I don't feel that I could and come in and not talk about it. Mm-hmm. So that's one part. I need a break. I just need a break to start over. I'm also, as you know, not thrilled about the direction, generally speaking, radio is going in.
Right.
That adds to this as well. But the main thing is, bear with me for a second, I love this medium so much. I got my first job for a full time when I was 13. I'm going to be 50 in September. That's a long time. That's almost 37 years of pretty much continuous employment. And the radio that I grew up with and got into this business for doesn't exist anymore. And now, as I get close to 50, I got to think, maybe there's more than coming in and doing a radio show. You know, I want to try to explore life with my girlfriend. My son's about to graduate college. I got three grandkids in Minneapolis. It's just, excuse me, time for me to move on. Not retiring, it's just time to take a break, a hiatus. I still love radio. That's the problem. Not a problem. It's a good thing. I love it. I'm just, right now, a bit burned out. So, how to handle this with everybody here,
mm-hmm.
How to handle this with the people at the station, how not to alienate the listeners and make you think this, when I've spoken about this before, that this was like a Howard Stern ploy,
right,
you know, to
right.
get more money or to get a better contract.
No, this has been, we all have known that. This has been going on for a long time. Yeah. Listen,
very honestly.
We've known about it for a long time.
They've left a very generous contract there for me, and I said no thanks. Because I'm blessed that we put enough money away that I could live for a while. Also, I want to figure out what I want to do. And I think what I want to do is not this
mm-hmm.
for right now.
Right.
And I love all the guys in this room, and for the most part, I love everybody that listens to the show, really. I do thank you for your support. It's just when the thing with Frieda happened, boom, took a big part of my heart away. For a while, I thought that radio could fill that void.
Right.
Radio cannot fill that void. Then radio became the thing that I had to get away from. And now I just want to take some time and chill out. And the people at CBS have been so accommodating to me through this. While they, you know, they never trust me. Like, you know, even a year ago, I mean, I got a nice agreement with them, and very nice, but still, it was like, if you say anything about this, we're fining you $15,000. But we're past that day now.
Right.
So I could say, they're very nice, and they have been nice enough to leave me some options as well. and I appreciate that. But the basic deal of coming in every day and doing this show, the last thing I want to do is be a speed bump on the show. The last thing I want to do is think I'm slowing things down. And frankly, if I don't feel the passion to come in every single day like I had for most of my time in radio, I think it's time to walk away, at least for a while. So what's next for the show? I will be here until May 30th, and I'm very happy to tell you that Mike O'Mara will continue on and will do the Mike O'Mara Show, which will feature Buzz Burbank and Rob Spiewak and Joe Artinger. And I'm thrilled about that. I'm absolutely thrilled. Because you don't take what Mike and I have done together for over 23 years now and throw it away. You know, there had been a time when you cats, the guys in the room here, Buzz had been talking to somebody, Mike had been talking to somebody, and the day that I pulled everybody off the air was to get together and say, listen, there's power and strength here, together. Everybody together. Mm-hmm. Plus, you guys work together all the time. You know each other. Why would you want to go start over again?
Family.
And Mike went through a tough negotiation, but he's on the other side of it now. And anyway, I may end up on the air, off the air. Right now, it's no air. It's just, I'll be here till May. If you got any complaints about the show, really, take them up with the next.
Wait a minute.
Take them
no,
up.
After you leave, they do that.
You got to send
them until more. That day, baby.
No, take them up.
No way. I'm not taking any complaint calls.
No, you take it up with the next landlord.
You know, can I just say something? I mean, I think everybody, you know me and my heart, where my heart is at as far as your situation. And nobody supports you more than I do. Nobody understands what you're going to do. You've been so forthcoming to all of us behind the scenes. You've let us know what's going on in your life. And everybody here and everybody out there that, loves this show should understand that we know what Don's doing. He's let us know what's been in his heart for a long time. And it's all been on the table for us. And nobody's been blindsided and everybody's known what's going on. And we appreciate that. And I think I know that I speak for everybody when we completely understand where your heart is, and we also want you to go forward and whatever you choose to do, you know, enjoy what you're going to do and find, you know, find more peace than you've already found. I know you've worked hard to find that peace and you got more work to do. And I really hope that you do find it. And I mean, what do you say? It's been a long haul. Would I love to have you here for 20 more years? Absolutely. Do I completely understand what you're doing? Absolutely. Have we maintained through a very amazingly difficult set of circumstances this partnership? Yes, we have. Am I fortunate enough to be going on here at CBS? Yes, I am. Am I excited about that? Yes. But, you know, we can't do anything but wish you the very best in what you're doing. And it's been an amazing time. And I know that, you know, you're going to find your way and you're going to find what you want to do. And I appreciate during all of this, especially me personally and what I've dealt with over, a very short period of time, the last couple of months, actually. Yeah, I appreciate your support and what you've done for me personally. But more than that, I appreciate your honesty throughout this entire process in letting all of us know where your heart is at. And that's all I have to say about it. I really, really do. And I wish you the very, very best. And I know you know that.
Appreciate it. So that's that. There you go. That's the news. The show will change. And it will be called the Mike O'Mara Show, I'm reading. Mm-hmm. That'll be sometime after I'm gone. So good luck to all you cats.
I'm excited about it, and I think the guys are excited about it. And we're going to, not have – it can never be the same show. You know that. It can never be the same show. But there will be a lot of elements to what we all do here that will be continuing on. We are very, very excited about that. And there will also be some changes that I think that are going to be exciting too. But, we're all friends – as well as coworkers, and you and I have been together. How many decades have we been working together?
23 years.
I mean, it's a very, very long time. And as excited as I am for the future, you know, there's obviously sadness in my heart because, you know, I've known this for so very long, and Buzz has and Rob has.
Right.
But, we're still going to be friends, and we're going to be keeping tabs on each other and seeing what we're doing. And I think it's going to be great.
I'll be watching you guys, watching what you do. Because you guys are incredibly talented. If I didn't have this goddamn type A personality, you know, I would have come back after Frieda passed away and said, eh, I'm going to be in the foreground, or you know, background rather than the foreground. I just can't help it.
I know.
I can't.
Change who you are.
No.
I just can't friggin' help it. But I know that this type of radio, it probably will be a type of radio that I won't go back to again.
And I should mention that one of the, you know, it's a minor change, but we will be flipping the language to Spanish after you leave. See.
Well, I thought that was a secret you had seen.
I might have let the cat out of the bag. I'm real sorry about that. But
that and the dress code.
So there, I mean, you want to talk about some work that has to be done?
Oh man,
on our part in the near future, we have to study.
Anyway, I'll miss you guys, but I'm also looking forward to the next challenge because it could be, you know, I do have some options. Sounds ridiculous. I mean, I'm going to take some time off, but then I may become a consultant.
Uh-huh. Something you've always hated.
You love those.
But I figure
you'd have fun as a consultant.
Yeah. You know, CBS was nice enough to leave.
Waltz in, waltz out.
Some options open. You know, I just say good. Got a station in Ocean City. I'm available. 100% available.
That's cool.
I'll take more trips to the beach.
Sure. I Christ. I don't know. I could do, you know. Anything. I could buy an ice cream truck if I wanted to.
A dream, a childhood dream.
I thought about it, I know.
Rob Spiewak writes, I thought it was your dream to own a Radio Shack franchise. No. That one's not going to happen, Robbie.
Not anytime soon. You never say never.
Never say never.
You never know. Now, will you be able to, because it says radio in it, that would not, but perhaps a Circuit City franchise. You could own that.
You can't
right?
work in anything that says
for the
radio.
Immediate future. You know?
Yeah, they're weird with me about that, but they're good with me about that. And I'm thrilled, Mike, and thanks for acknowledging that. I was behind you guys all the way.
You know, helped a lot. You really did. You helped a lot, and we appreciate the support.
When I went in a year ago, it said, really, this is it, and I'm quitting because I'm happy, not because I'm upset, which finally turned the key with CBS. I was amazed that immediately they just didn't say, how about we think about a transition with Mike and the rest of the guys? No, instead it was they were throwing around names. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. The whole reason I picked May 30th was to give you guys 4 months of contractual time. And then, as it turns out, the company took those 4 months away.
Oops.
So,
yeah. Right.
So, boy,
it was
oh, boy.
It was a tense time for a while.
It was
a tense time.
I was pissed. Like, you treat my guys like this. Wait, hold on. What's going on? Finally, they wised up. So, it'll be Mike. It'll be Buzz. It'll be Rob. And if I even read the.
And Joe.
Yes, I read the. Mike, the press release is right here. Congratulations, it says Joe is going to be one of your producers.
I'm not going to let petty differences or anything that's happened in the past affect moving forward, Don.
He's a high-powered producer?
Especially, how can you not keep a guy on that blows his knee out playing ping pong over the weekend?
Kidding, no kidding.
Yeah, he blew his knee out playing ping pong.
That's a shame.
How can I say goodbye to that?
So, anyway, that's it. I love me some radio, and I love me doing this show. And we got 4 months left, so let's have some friggin' fun. What do you say?
Let's have a blast.
That is fun.
One more absinthe show. That's all I ask.
The only
for.
Thing that's really been frustrating to me over the last, especially couple of months, is like when you asked me, Mike, the other day about getting a scooter.
Yes,
right? I talked about getting a Vespa scooter. Mm-hmm. Well, CBS, and again, I'm not complaining. It's just the way it worked out. When I came to them, they said, "Okay, because we're good guys in this, you know, keep your friggin' mouth shut about this. You know, you don't want to throw." Advertisers a curveball. You don't want to throw the audience
right,
a curveball until
right.
they were set. Mm-hmm. So they set up this unique system where they would find me if I said anything that was remotely close to what was going on. So, like, if you would ask me a question, you think about getting a scooter.
Right.
I would have loved to have said to you, yeah, because it's like the only way to get around in Ocean City, which is the town that
where I'm going to be living.
Where right. I'm going to be living. Except if I said that, that would have been a $15,000 violation.
Not worth it.
Or, you know, as simple as, one day you asked me, I think last week, just in our random on-the-air crap, like, you know, you said, are you going to be sad because football is over? And I wanted to say to you, no, because for the first time in a long time, I'm happy.
Right.
My happiness while I'm sad football is over like I am every year,
sure.
It's not like, oh, I got nothing to look forward to now until next fall. I got a hell of a lot to look forward to. I'm looking forward to starting, you know, this new life. It's goddamn exciting.
It's got to be exciting.
And I couldn't say anything about it before, which was just a pain in the ass. And, you know, they're dicking you around and dicking Buzz around. And care about Rob. But
oh, I do.
Kidding.
We all do.
He's kidding. My guy.
Kidding.
I'm not even to the level where they're dicking with me. I hope the chicken.
Rob, I do. Soon. Yeah, Rob, I do hope you get to that level where they can dick around.
They get dick worthy.
I really. I truly do.
But Mike, I've been very blessed. I had a nice career before I met you.
Right.
I had a spectacular career with you, and you know we'll do all of this on our last show. The only thing that I do request of CBS, please, you know, you've collectively treated us like dirt for the last 17 years. No need now to come on and schlep it up with, you know, classic Don and Mike moments brought to you by Rob Spiewak's Flower Shop. No, thank you. No final goodbye show. No Scott Shannon flying into town. No Alan Goodman flying into town. Let's just do the show.
I'm not betraying a confidence when you said to me when we were talking about this in private, I'm not dying.
Yeah, right.
You know, you are continuing. You are taking a hiatus, but who knows what the future holds.
So cancel Scott Shannon's flight and see that we get a refund.
That'll be it. It'll be over.
So anyway, I'm glad that's out in the open now.
Yeah.
I sure will miss working with all you guys, especially you, Mike, but all you guys. I'll miss working with all of you. And I wish you nothing but the best. I would say that I would call in occasionally. Except my document does not allow that.
Well, you know, maybe we can work. We can sneak around that. Well,
good luck.
Use a character voice.
Good luck.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of your. You know, you have an incredible stable of impersonations that you've done over the years.
Sure. Alec Baldwin could call.
You could call in, and we have Alec Baldwin on the line.
Nell is on the phone. Hello, Nell.
Well, the important thing, the important thing is, I think that. That you're excited about the future, and I'm excited about the future, and that's good. And I'll be honest with you. A few months ago, I didn't know that we would all be at the same place. And I'm very, very excited about everything going forward. And I know that Buzz and Rob and I have had many discussions, and it's been a very difficult time recently, especially very recently for all of us. But glad to see that things have moved in the right direction. And now it's time to be excited about our future and the show going on. And you know, I look at you, I have to be honest with you, it'll never be the same without you. You know that. But it is something new, and we're going to see what happens.
I'm a lame duck.
Hey, listen, I don't feel like coming in tomorrow.
<I don't.
laughs> Yeah. No, I got to be here every day.
Sure do.
You bet your ass I do.
But you're like W.
I'm like W?
Yeah, you're just serving it out.
Right.
You got us into this war.
That's what I said, lame duck.
No, this is not awkward at all.
Are you going to run your own board?
No. Rob is going to run the board, and I'm going to have my own little setup. And you know, these are the details that we're working out. But I'm going to have some buttons to push, and I know that's going to be a lot of fun.
By setup, you mean mixers, liquor?
Yeah, setup. I'm going to have actually tonic over here, and it's going to be very exciting.
Oh, you know, and the last thing is seriously about this. This is for Mike, really. I want this to be indelibly clear to everybody in our industry. There are so many DJ teams that work together and they hate each other's guts, and then eventually they bust up. You know, I'm not busting up with Mike.
No.
Yeah, everybody, I hope everybody understands where I'm coming from here. I personally need a change. I need a break. I don't think it's anything out of the ordinary. It's got nothing to do with Mike, with Buzz. There was a little something in the trade magazines last week. And again, because they were trying to keep this a secret that I was quitting. I know all you people on the message boards will think, my God, we've known this for months. Well, this has been a big secret in radio. So in radio and records, when Mike was not here a couple of weeks ago, took that day, and I tried to play the tapes of Mike, in the magazine, in the trade magazine, all it said was, contract negotiations with Mike O'Mara. There are no contract negotiations. The Don and Mike show is on the air. Both hosts are doing great and doing fine shows. Now,
well, technically, we were on the air. We were doing fine shows.
You could. Now, I know how I read the trades. If I was to read about a couple of guys doing a show who I had known of in the industry, and I saw, oh, look, one of them's having a negotiation, then it came out a week later, oh, one of them quit, I would think, you know, trouble in paradise. Mm-hmm. Nothing could be further from the truth. Mike really has, as always, from the day I called him to tell him that Frieda was passing away to the couple of other times when I had to call to say, you know, hey, Jackson, I don't think I can go on with this. You know, he's been great. He's just been great. There would be no need for me. I would never, you know, that's not how I work.
Right.
That's just not how I work. We're not breaking up. I'm just leaving.
You are.
Take a little trip.
And we've known about, and I think what solidifies that is the fact that we have known that. You and I have certainly, you've been, you know, when I say you've been forthcoming with me, you've let me know, and you've known for many, many months where we have come in here and done great shows and had a great time doing those shows, yeah. And we're still going to have some great shows before you leave.
Some.
And some. They're not all going to be great.
No,
but they're all going to be. They're all not going to be great, but they're all going to be perfect.
Who cares? Now my dime now. Understand yeah. what I'm saying?
Please don't screw this
up.
As
far as I'm concerned,
right.
my whatever it is
mm-hmm.
ends right now.
Your motivation.
Your responsibility.
Your motivation. I'd like to say that during the coming months before you leave, this I'd like to go on record, I will not be doing any extra work at all. And anything that is asked of me above and beyond regarding the future, that's the, you know, when that date starts, that's when I will plan on putting the extra work in.
Here's a question.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for backing it. Buzz, I hope you support me
sure,
on that.
Sure, absolutely.
No extra work until then.
You know, Mike, I'm not going to have many chances to complain on both of our behalf, but I will.
Yes.
Like with this press release. Okay. First off, Mike and I have worked together 23 years, not 16. And we've
because we did. There happened to be another little radio station we worked at before this one.
And we've worked 17 years here.
Right.
Not 16.
And that's the number that always shocks me.
But it
We've
starts.
Been here that long.
It starts for more than 16 years. Don Geronimo has entertained millions of listeners with acerbic and honest wit. The show he's anchored has been named one of the top talk radio shows in the country by Talkers Magazine.
Talkers.
And Don and Mike have been recognized by the Washingtonian Magazine as favorite air personalities several times.
Gary.
Listen, how about you put out a press release that says. We've been kicking ass and taking names, and that when it comes to 25 to 50-year-olds, we dominate, baby.
And we have this for a very long, forever.
This radio show.
In over 23 years, that's a long time.
This radio show has been number one in the beauty pageant in morning drive, afternoon drive, and middays. Me and Mike together.
And when he says the beauty pageant, he's talking about everybody. That's all ages,
right.
All age groups. So and as far as the demographics that we're talking about a really, you know, nobody breaks these figures out around here, but you're talking about a 20-plus year track record that I really believe would be unrivaled if you really added it up.
Hold on, listen to this. For more than 16 years, the Don and Mike Show has been the perennial number one program among male demographics for several years. It also rates well. With adults 25 to 54. Well, again, you know, for what it's worth, we've done a little better than that.
We have, and it's funny to read it like that. You know, it's funny when you see your career put on a page. It's a little disconcerting.
I'll bet.
Just a little bit disconcerting.
Michael Hughes says, I will be missed is an understatement. Hold on. What is this? How about Michael Hughes ads? It gives me great pleasure to know that Mike will be staying on to the station, having played an integral part in the success of the Don and Mike Show. Mike's far-ranging talent, from insightful observer of news and pop culture to a myriad of dead-on impersonations, is something listeners
count on
to get through their afternoons.
Yeah.
Mike's new show will have that same familiar feeling with a few new elements and surprises. I think that's called producer Joe Artinger.
Yeah. Hey, Joe. You read between the lines and figured out the new surprise.
Ta-da. Co-host O'Mara will continue with the station, hosting the self-titled Mike O'Mara Show, mm-hmm. along with newsman Buzz Burbank and producers Rob Spiewak and Joe Artinger. His name's in the press release.
That's wonderful. Joe, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about being in the press release?
That's awesome.
Does that make your knee feel any better?
No, it doesn't.
His terrible ping pong injury.
How'd your show go on Saturday?
Pretty well. We had Britney Spears on.
That's what I heard.
Did Britney Spears have a British accent?
Yes, she did.
All right, good.
Yeah. I didn't hear it, but I heard someone in this room with a big head and red cheeks told me that it was a lot worse than the other show that he did.
Oh. Oh no!
That when he did the Britney thing,
right?
Segment is really good.
He had his part pre-recorded as Britney on a tape, and he did that DJ thing like, "Hey, on the line is Britney Spears."
Oh, hello. He talked to himself.
Time proof.
We have that.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we'll get to that today.
Wonderful.
We'll get to that today.
Well, I have a. When you get a chance, I want to tell you also on the weekend I had a reality celebrity moment again with my friend.
Oh. Well, Mike. Come June 1st, you'll be able to scream to the highest mountains about that.
But not today.
Not today.
Don't have time to get that in today.
No, not now. We got to play commercials now. You got to figure that out, too.
There's so much to do.
Yeah.
Because I've done such a great job with the hot clock. Good luck figuring that out. Oh, and, you know, this is an honest question that I swear to Christ I don't know the answer to. Okay. What about when Westwood won?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I do not know. However, you know, it's not all, you know, cut and dry. So, and that surprises me because I thought, you know, that things might proceed exclusively on a local level. That I really don't know whether that's true or not. We might actually continue to have some markets around the country.
Wow,
that'd be great.
So, you know, but you know what I know right now, and that's, gee, Mr. Spicoli, I don't know.
Just don't come to the Ocean City, Maryland market. It's my territory.
It's his town.
Yeah, some hiatus.
Please, they've not even called me. They don't even know that I'm interested. 92.1 The Wave. No, Mike, I would love to work with Kemosabe Joe.
It's a lifelong dream. Thank you, sir, for making me realize a lifelong dream.
I think I'm going to find that I'm one of those cats that can actually sit out on the beach for a whole year and just do nothing.
I think so.
There's another guy retiring, Gary Burbank. That's where I stole Buzz's name from. This guy in Louisville, who'd been at it about as long as I have, and he had really good reasons for retiring. He said, first, I'm just out of stories.
That's right.
I can relate to that. And then he said he had three reasons for quitting. First, I'm out of stories.
Uh-huh.
Second, you got to have three lawyers now to do a show.
Right. Right.
And third, I learned how to ride a motorcycle in the hallways of a radio station, and that could never happen now.
Yeah.
And that's why this guy.
That's true.
You know,
that's an interesting way of putting it.
It's a more romantic way of putting it, perhaps.
I can't imagine what that must have smelled like.
But you know that it did happen.
I could see it in the old days happening, too.
Sure.
All right. Here's what you do. You want to make sure you keep your perfect. Now turn. Now push into the turn.
Right,
push into the turn.
Let's hit a break. And then I know there are all kinds of calls for you, Mike. No. I mean, I see right here. Name for a new show. A lot of people have questions for you.
Really?
Yes.
All right, good. I can't
Hello
wait.
There. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
Yes, sir.
Question for you. Since Don said he's not retiring, I'm sure the door is going to be open for him to return. How about we call the show the And Mike Show? That way, when he comes back, we can just add the Don in there.
You know what? I will call the PR people at CBS and get right on that.
Well, that was just a dumb call.
I know. Well, what did you expect?
I don't know.
And that's going to continue, too.
What?
Dumb calls.
No.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Batman. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
Good. Hey, listen, Don, I can't wait to see you at car wash openings down in Ocean City and opening up the Starboard when you take your job down Ocean City.
Yeah, I mean,
he'll be there.
You go ahead and bust my balls. You know, that's a
No, I'm just kidding. I love you.
That's a romantic part of my radio pass that...
I love you,
Batman. Never see doing it.
I would say if you're talking about the person in this room that you might see at car wash openings, based on my negotiation, you might see me there before you see Don. You know, I'd like to say that there may be some dealerships you will see me at on weekends. I had to do everything I could.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Bueno Arbusto.
Hi there.
Hey, Don.
What?
You honorary son of a bitch. I love you, man.
Oh, I love you too, you bastard.
I've been to two of your Las Vegas shows in Sacramento. I was the last winner of It's All Relative, and I wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you.
You and your crew brighten up my day each and every day. I'm geeked up as all hell for Mike and the boys.
Me too.
Thank you. Thank you, buddy.
You know. I love you, man.
Thank you.
I wish you the very best.
Let's not get sloppy until the 30th.
Yeah. No need to do the sloppiness today. Yeah.
Let's just
bye.
These calls. And then, I got weekend stuff, too. How about two trips to the hospital? Over the weekend.
I thought you were feeling better.
I had to go to that 24-hour emergency care place, and then something happened to Janet's neck.
Wouldn't listen.
Oh, man. See, it's the last football weekend.
Too many questions, Buzz. Mm-hmm. That's right. Too many questions. Question. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, how about the Mike and McFly show?
Boy, you know, you've already tipped the hand with another surprise.
I would bet the amount of money
right.
that you smartly bet on the Giants.
Yes.
I would bet you that same amount of money that within 1 week from now,
right.
you hear from George McFly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, in order for me to hear from him, that means I'd have to answer the call.
I'm not saying you have to take the call.
Right, right.
You have to answer the email.
Jesus.
I'm just saying it's going to happen.
Hey, buddy. Oh, yeah. That'll be happening.
Have him take his shirt off.
Yes, sir. Right.
Take some
work
steroids.
With a guy that's half naked every
Hello.
Day.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
You will. Don, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, Don, you've been a pain in the ass all these years, and that's why we love you, man.
Right. Screw off. See you later.
I can't wait.
I'm feeling the love for you. I really am.
Let's wait until the 30th. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hola, muchachos.
Hey, oh, Manny.
Manny Ramirez.
Manny.
Hi, Manny.
Can I tell you Hola. Something? I've always thought you sucked. There you go. But you can be on the Mike O'Mara show.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, pal.
Give it to a... Great bit.
Thanks so much.
You can have that call.
You know, it's those kind of endorsements that I really think are going to kick us over the top. Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to do great, you son of a bitch.
Oh, thank you. I've certainly been able to study under somebody for 20 years, that's for sure.
As you said to me this morning, you made me laugh this morning when you said, here was the statement, followed by, if this was comic books, it would be a bunch of question marks getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right, exactly.
So I'm ready for this, because... I'm a hard worker, right?
Yeah. You know what I equate it to?
What?
I mean, we're going to be going, really, there's going to be a change in democracy here. You know, we've gone from a very successful, and I mean this, you know I mean this in the best possible way, a very successful dictatorship. You know, it's a country that has worked with a benevolent...
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that
I
one?
Said a good one.
I take it as a compliment.
A very... Now can we find a good one? Well, no. Fidel Castro.
Rob?
Yeah. Oh, I can give you a list.
Rob, what would be... I mean, really, a good one. One that lasted and, a good dictatorship.
My opinion?
Yes. Oh, yes, yours.
You know him. He's king of the... You know, he is king of the mountain, as always.
You know, right.
Fidel has hung on a while.
I am, you know, and we're going to kind of a traditional democracy.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
Yeah, I might offend people. I don't care. I'd rather be Hitler than Castro.
Well, who wouldn't? Okay.
You know what? Because Castro, they got the 1920s cars that are driving around, and it doesn't work that
well.
He's
wearing the old, Sam Jackson warm-up suits and everything.
But you know what I mean, right? When I say the good dictatorship, you know, and now we're going into that democracy thing, and we're not going to have a dictatorship, but we're going to have a pretty good cabinet. That's the way I'm looking
that's
at
nice,
it.
That's
we're going to have
nice
a pretty damn good cabinet. Yeah. And that's what I'm counting. And you guys better know that is exactly what I'm counting on. Because I intend to increase my workload. And I think I'm going on a limb here to say this.
How much?
I'm making it public. About 7-8%.
Wow.
And
is that in the press release?
What's that? No, that's not in the press release.
Oh, okay.
Rob, you know that affects you directly.
You better pace yourself.
Exactly.
Are you going to give him his own microphone?
What's that?
Are you giving him his own microphone?
Bobo?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Hello, Donna Mike. You better have the...
Hello.
Hold on a second. Word of advice?
Oh, here
from
we go.
One Starfleet captain to another?
Yes.
Have power of the override button.
That, of course, I will
if
have.
You're going to be on that side...
I'm going to have little bells and whistles over here, and I'm going to have
you
got
to have the button that shuts off his microphone.
Absolutely.
Got to.
Absolutely. You know what? Look at him. Look at his face. Look at his
I'm
face.
To hear what you're
No, I look at your face and I look at him. You know, hey, I have to tell you, whenever you're not here, it's always him that I look at. It's
sure.
Buzz that I look at. And these guys, over the years, have stepped up every single time I've needed them. And you know what? You know this. You can't do what you do every day. And then when you're going, fill that void without support of these guys. And I'm excited about working with Buzz and Rob. They really have stepped up, and I think they deserve credit for that.
Joe?
I think Joe is a great ping pong player, and I will be allowing Joe. Look, I have one statement to make about Joe. I will be allowing Joe to keep his job.
Joe.
Thank you.
How benevolent of you. Hello, Don and Mike.
A slight decrease.
Hello. Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Don, we are definitely going to miss you, but the real question is, when is the big-ass party going to happen?
Big-ass party?
Yeah.
Will there be one?
You have to ask Don that. Don, will we have any kind of
party? No, I'm not dying. No, get out of here.
No, come on. We need a reason.
No.
Oh.
Will there be, during the next few months, before you leave, at least one more absinthe show?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, we have to do one more of those.
Sure, why not?
Sure.
It feels good. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
Excellent. Hey, a little reminiscing as somebody who has been here since the beginning when you were fat, white, and Catholic, I certainly hope that the ending of your last show has something to do with John Belushi and Animal House and that whole thing.
Yeah, that's exactly what I have planned.
You got your idea.
We got a mind reader out
play
there.
Play that time.
Nothing is over.
Thank you.
Nothing is over until we decided it.
It's the memory.
You're the douchebag. you douchebag.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, gods.
How are you?
Fine. I was friends with Cheryl the Big Dyke, and I just wanted to say that I'll definitely miss you when you're gone.
Thank you. We didn't ask how you were doing. Thank you for the call, though.
Bye.
Bye.
There's that acerbic wit.
I want to tell that guy he can call back. I'm really sorry about what Don said.
Call back on June 1st. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Any truth to the rumor that the Rascals are looking for a new lead singer?
It's the Grassroots, douchebag.
Yeah, get it right.
Come on.
I would say that the Grassroots, if you were going to bet in the next year and a half or so whether the Grassroots would be playing in Ocean City, I'd say that's a stone-cold lock. Just I said the Giants' victory would be a stone-cold lock. Mm-hmm. Parlay. Whatever the hell it is.
Was that your stone cold? You like the guy on?
What was my Rob? Did you happen to jot it down? Because I don't have it here as far as what my prediction for the game was.
You got the score and the winner right.
Hello. Did I get the score right?
Hello. I don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He's already lying to me.
Hey there,
ass.
Hey, are those microphones still hooked up at Remini's house?
And no, why would that be? Oh, I got it. So Mike could work with Leah Remini.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh yeah. I've dabbled in Scientology.
Hello, Don and Mike show. They go wing on over to London and
jam with the Stones.
Where'd you get that jockin?
I got it from the network.
Hello. Stu Nahan, that's the guy's name.
This is Stu Nahan.
Don and Mike, what's happening? Hello. Well, you know what I have to say about that? Not my problem anymore.
Hey, you got some months left.
I know. Timeout, come back, and Super Bowl, everything else. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.